You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
We promised it to you, and we always deliver. It's Drag Roast Recap on Hot Media. She is the icon of the Los Angeles comedy, improv, and sketch scene. Coming to us from Culver City, California, please give it up for the one, the only, the talented, Miss Lori Rottenkamp. Hello, Lori. We're not hearing you, Lori. There you are. She's also a professional broadcaster, as we should point out to everybody.
Professional. Been doing this at least 5 years.
Yeah, when did we first... I think the first time you were really on a podcast was with us, right? But you'd been on podcast before, but where you were consistently on a podcast.
Yes. Yeah, I think shortly after that.
Hold on, the beat's gonna drop. Whoop 'em Gangnam Style. Anyway, what were you saying? Oh, Lori just left. I think she was so angry that I did that, she left.
No, sorry. The air conditioner that we hooked up in the living room just started blowing hot air at me, and so I realized that I hadn't turned it off.
Oh.
Yeah, I think shortly after that, I started doing stuff with Louise Planker, and then Marie and I started doing our podcast.
Boring. Okay. So, today, Lori, we are talking today about the roast from the 2022 All-Star 7 Kennedy Davenport Center Honors Hall of Shade episode. I can't believe it off the top of my head. But that's what we're doing today. And we're going to go, and we want to get through this. So we're going to jump right into it, Lori. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. I watched it again for the third time as I recorded it. You know, as I pulled the audio. I'm going to tell you something surprising. My opinion has changed on some of them.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because then I was actually listening for audio.
I watched it, I will say I rewatched it, and my opinion, not 100%, but my opinion has changed slightly, too.
Yeah, very curious to see. So we'll stop as we go. You know, we're not going to play the whole thing, because that's not how we do. Also, it's against the law. Like, technically, you know, legally, we can do what we're doing. We just stop every few seconds, about 30 seconds or so, and comment and analyze it.
Well, you know that there's a fair use court case. I totally forgot the issue, but that essentially will put in jeopardy any time anybody wants to use a clip or wants to do anything that resembles another piece of work, which I think is going to be interesting. So soon this could be even illegal, just playing a brief clip.
We'll find out. All right, so let's start, because the first one up is Raja, right?
Yes.
And we are going to listen to that clip, and we're going to analyze it from top to bottom. Here we go.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Raja, an honoree of the Kennedy Davenport Center Honors Hall of Shade.
I'm assuming this is the part that you said was her trying to do Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, the little tone. So again, like, I'm just going to say this in the beginning so I don't repeat myself, which I'm going to do anyways. Mm-hmm. But for a roasts are very simplistic jokes, right? And I think the problem is people think that because they're simplistic that they're easy, but they're not. It's a very, very rough format because you have to be very concise with your wording, which is why I suck at them. So, and you also have to be very, like, monotone and on point. You can't, your inflection and the way you tell a joke can also change the demeanor of the joke and how it's perceived. And I know this sounds like I'm nitpicky, but legitimately, from my own opinion, when she did that, she changed the energy of what she was going for. And then she had to redirect back to a normal voice. And that just really wasted a lot of time and kind of screwed her up in the beginning. And you'll see she goes for a little while before she gets laughs, like true, like laughs on her jokes. So
I don't know, that seems like very involved. Wow. This is why you're the professor of comedy, Lori.
Yes, exactly.
All right, here we go.
I've made it. I've really, really made it. Rue and I, you know.
That, I mean, that's a Sally Field joke from the Oscars, but it's like not funny. So.
No. And also, that's what's called a saver, right? So those savers are throwaway jokes. And the problem with the saver is that savers actually, it's kind of hard to explain a saver. So the best way I can explain it is a saver is like, let's say it's really hot, right? And in order to cool yourself off, you start waving in front of yourself like a fan. Right. To get some air to your face. Mm-hmm. Well, in actuality, that's hurting you more than helping you because you're moving your arm. You're causing yourself to waste more energy. You're actually getting hotter. And so the air is not really doing anything. And a saver is sort of the same way. When you tell a joke, it undercuts what you're trying to do. And then therefore moving into the next joke is going to become that much harder because then people start looking for the savers rather than the punchline, if that makes sense.
All right.
We go way back. The first time I met Rue, I asked her for an autograph. That handprint still remains on that cave wall today.
Good joke.
It's good, but you notice that, I mean, it's a good amount of laugh, but I feel like it could have been a lot more laughter. It could have been the punchline was good enough that I felt like there should have been more laughs. So, but yeah, I mean, overall, that was a good joke.
Oh, hey, Monet. I heard Monet lives in Hollywood now, but her hairline lives in Reseda.
That's a good joke.
See that one. See, that's the energy that you want to be at, right? That right there. This is the start of her roast. Mm-hmm. So she's wasted so much time and this is her starting point. So she only has I don't know if she has that much more to go, but so she wasted a lot of time getting to that point.
I Ubered here today, and my driver was an oversharing alcoholic with rancid BO. That motherfucker still had more stars than Shea Coulee.
It's a good joke, but I don't really get it.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, wait, because he's an Uber... Oh, you know, you get stars in your Uber driver.
It's a different set of stars, but the whole thing is that you get stars.
The Vivian has joined us from Liverpool, which is ironic because her liver is drowned in a pool of booze.
I mean, it's a good joke, too. It's a good joke, but it's not worded correctly.
I also don't think it's ironic.
No, it's not. It's coincidental. Yeah. But...
Viv has done so much ketamine, people are betting on her at the Kentucky Derby.
Another good joke.
Before I exit, a few words about our...
Even though that doesn't make any sense because it's a horse tranquilizer. Why would they... I don't know.
Next, esteemed speaker, Evie Oddly.
Yeah. So I'm going to change my opinion of Raja. I'm going to say she did better than average. She would probably be in my fourth place, maybe even. I actually liked her jokes. On a re-listen, I'm moving her up. But I think you're right, Lori. I think with what you were talking about earlier is when the first and second time I watched it, I didn't really like her because she had maybe set the bar too low for herself. So it wasn't until I really listened and analyzed it where I was like, oh, these jokes are actually pretty good.
Yeah. Especially no, I think she did a good job. It's just that she, you know, she stumbled a little bit. And like I said, this is a, you know, this is a pennies and nickels game. This is I know it seems nitpicky, but when you're dealing with a roast, it's very critical that you stay, you know, you stay with the rhythm and you stay on note.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Evie's got such amazing, quirky, eclectic style. And by style, I mean she has a massive donkey dick. Please welcome to the stage, Evie Oddly.
Thank you, Raj.
So just to end it, this is going to be a running theme in the Evie Oddly big dick joke, but...
And how is that a slam? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's a lot of these in this, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have nothing to say about her.
For that inspiring glimpse into what my future holds, if I just keep saying yes to drugs.
Yeah, I was thinking of I was thinking of a better bit. I was thinking, and I don't know, maybe this isn't good, but instead of drugs, saying I just keep saying yes to RuPaul.
How would that make sense?
Silence that doesn't.
Well, Raja hasn't done anything for RuPaul since really season 3 in Fashion Photo Review. I mean,
hasn't she been doing like makeup and fashion and stuff for the Drag Race?
No, she did a show called Fashion Photo Review for World of Wonder. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you had said that she had done stuff for RuPaul, like makeup and
that's Raven
hair and stuff. Oh, never mind then.
Will you please shut the fuck up with your no drag knowledge mouth?
All right, let's move on here.
You look so stunning. You really are my favorite winner of All Stars 4. You shiny bitch. Trinity.
I mean, the joke is... okay, I think that was a mercy laugh because she hadn't been getting laughs and they cut it down, because that joke's like not even that good.
And also, you notice that hers is a lot shorter than Raja's, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's because they did like a courtesy edit. You know, they took out all the stuff that just really didn't land that much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not, I mean, it's sort of like, okay, ha ha ha, you know. Two people won, and so it's sort of just more of a, yeah, we get it. You know, we get, I don't know. It's more, yeah. It's a leading joke. Yeah. And when you can see where it's going, then it's not that funny.
All right, here we go.
The Tuck is here tonight.
Yeah.
Trin is known by so many as a pageant queen, a performer. But to me, Trin will always just be a prostitute.
Why?
Yeah. Hers are almost a little bit like non sequiturs a little bit. Yeah. Like it they don't really have a connection. But it's just, you know.
If they had like a drag queen roast joke book, this would be in there because it's so general and non-specific that it could hit any of them.
You make up a good point though. There needs to be callbacks. There needs to be something that goes like, why is she a prostitute to you?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I actually do have so much respect for Trin. I'm not even going to joke about her surgical enhancements because honestly, even Jinx has had some plastic surgery done.
She does a lot of jokes where they're going to hit someone and they take a hard left, because this is really a Jinx joke, where I thought the funny joke would have been, I'm not going to talk about her plastic surgery or her nose collapsing or the fact that she, you know, looks cheap or I don't know, whatever, you know, like do that whole thing. But that's not where she went. She just went on a weird Jinx read.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'll give you time to look for it. No, really. She got...
To be honest with you, isn't plastic surgery meant to not be seen? Like, the whole point of plastic surgery is you don't want it to be seen.
I don't know. I think drag queens try and defy that every day, but yes.
So to me, I was just sort of like, okay, like, you know, this isn't the greatest.
Yeah, because the joke, the way you're saying, would be like, Jinx and all this plastic surgery. Like, I know, right? You can't tell, right? You can't, and then to go into the joke. Yeah.
And also, it was way too long of a setup. Yeah. Way too long.
And also, she talked about her hairline, which is that plastic surgery?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think if you move a part of your skin forward, anything that involves that, it's plastic surgery.
Fine, done. Which means that she thought to herself,
yeah, that's the problem.
The next speaker tonight, she puts the star in one star. Shea Couleé.
That was a good joke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll stop there for a second. Evie Oddly, if I had to grade Raja, I would give her a B. Okay? If I had to grade Evie, I'd give her like a C.
I give her an F.
Oh, you give her an F? You give Evie an F? No. Hard C for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not think she did very well.
All right, here we go.
I thought the laughs were all like, you know, like supportive, we don't want you to bomb laughs.
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Thank you so much, Evie. I can't think of enough words to describe you. Well, nice ones anyway. Jada Essence Hall.
To me, that's like a setup to go into your Evie rant or Evie, you know, hunk. But she just leaves it there.
Yeah, they're like very cut off. The jokes are not fleshed out. Mm-hmm. As they say. So you're sort of left wanting more. You're like, okay, can you, you know, even though row strokes are supposed to be, you know, very short, you still want to have like a whole packaged, you know, mm-hmm. thing. You want to have it all tied up where, you know, the thread of what she's saying, and to just sort of bring up a topic, but not discuss it is a little, it's like edging almost.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Okay.
All is here. I love that skinny little bitch. Jada.
See, this is where we're going here. This is Jada now. I love that skinny little bitch. And then all the jokes are going to be how like skinny Jada is.
The problem with that one, and I know this again, it seems nitpicky, but she says, I love that skinny little bitch. But she doesn't say Jada is such a skinny little bitch.
No.
That just turn a phrase, I think, would have set this joke up so much better. It gets a good laugh, but that's because, you know, there's a lot, again, there's a courtesy laughter, but it takes a while for people to go like, oh, she's doing a run. She's doing, you know, she's tagging these jokes. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't set up the joke. She just sort of says, I love that skinny little bitch. And then you think she's moving on to another joke, and then you get here.
Essence Hall is such a skinny little bitch that she wears earring backs as bracelets.
I mean, she could have even just started with that.
Yeah.
She could just say, Jada, you could have even just said, we have Jada Essence Hall. She's such a skinny little bitch, and just go into it. Like, it deflates her momentum by adding that, I love that skinny little bitch. I thought it really stunk up her whole thing.
Essence Hall is such a skinny little bitch that she uses a tampon as a flotation device. Jada Essence Hall is such a skinny little bitch that when she stands in front of a funhouse mirror, she looks like Monet Exchange. Monet.
Now we're going to go to Monet. But the Jada Essence Hall is like, oh, you're so skinny, which in the drag fashion beauty world, that's considered a compliment.
What was the first skinny little bitch?
That she wore the backs of earrings as bracelets.
Okay. So I feel like it was a de-escalation and not a heightening. So with jokes, you want to do a heightening of the joke. You want to start off at like a very basic level and go forward. So, and she had two of the same bit. She had that she wears ringbacks as hoop, you know, as bracelets, and then she uses a tampon as a flotation device. She needs to pick one or the other. She mm-hmm. can't have the same kind of like she's small thing. Mm-hmm. So the first one should have been that when she stands in front of a funhouse mirror, she looks like Monet Exchange, right? That is a good juxtaposition, right? And then you go into maybe the tampon one, and then you can either do another even crazier heightening, or you can do a sudden de-escalation and do something completely, you know, do a turnaround and do something completely different. Mm-hmm. But her ordering of that joke was not good.
All right, here we go. So now we're just going to move on to Monet Exchange.
Exchange. I don't want to objectify you, but truly, your ass does give new meaning to the term dark side of the moon. Trinity.
Why does it give new meaning?
I don't know.
That makes no sense. And also, that's a more, wouldn't that be more of a compliment than a shade?
Yes.
The tuck. I'm not going to stand here like all these other girls calling you a slut. You're also dumb.
See, then, again, they missed the opportunity of what you were saying. The joke you were saying would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
See, I felt like she did not take the note that Solomon Giorgio said, which is to be super nice but say awful things. Mm-hmm. She's being super nice and saying nice things in a way that seems like they're awful. Like, it's not, they're not coming across as roasts.
And as I wrap up, I realize that I've actually forgotten about Raja, which I'm sure most of you already have as well.
Oh, I think they cut that joke out. Because sometimes she's introducing a joke and then they go to the end. Let me see here.
Raja signs and hide your keys. It's Jinx Monsoon.
Yeah, they cut that joke. Laura, you're on mute.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they cut it or... No, man.
Oh, okay. There's a delay. I think there was more joke. I don't know. It sounds to me that there was more joke. I wish this soundboard makes it hard to jump back, but, yeah. All right. Now we're going over to Jinx Monsoon. All right, here we go.
I am so honored to be honored here tonight at this imaginary event.
Right out the gate. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to really talk a lot during Jinx's because I want you guys to pay attention to how she, within the set as a whole, heightens within the jokes heightens, and then also how she chooses to use her words and it just everything. It's a masterclass to me in roasting.
Oh, it's a masterclass. It's a good roast
She did a great job.
All right, to me. Maybe a masterclass for drag queens, but I don't think for real roasters. Like Lisa Lampanelli?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Well, if you're getting a real roaster in there.
Yeah.
Well, RuPaul, the Rosetta Stone of drag, you are such a kinky bitch. You've been edging Shangela for like 11 years now. And we all just sat and watched, so I guess we're complicit. And then Ross Matthews. You look great. I'll have whatever intestinal parasite she's having.
Like, it's good. I mean, I said, a real roaster would have much stronger, harsher, meaner jokes. She is limited. They're not going to put things that are really harsh on these.
Yeah.
Jokes. Yeah.
I would love it to see at least Lampanelli roast.
Oh, she would fucking call. Destroy them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And Evie Oddly. Now, Evie Oddly has been objectified a lot this season, and I don't want to contribute to that. Anyway, here's some dick jokes.
I actually don't get the... I mean, I get the joke, but, like, if she doesn't want to do it, then why is she doing the dick jokes?
I think she doesn't want to contribute, but she still wants to tell dick jokes.
Okay.
Oddly's dick is so big, when she tucks, she has to tape it between her shoulder blades. Evie Oddly's dick is so big, it has its own heartbeat. Evie Oddly's dick is so big, when I was doing a line of coke off of it, I had time to stop and reflect and realized I've become my mother.
See, this is kind of... Oh. This is kind of what you were talking about. There's an escalation, almost like even though they're all jokes, the third joke here is the joke that hits the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. The third joke, the rule of threes in the third joke has to be the best one out of all of them.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Then there's Trinity, my goodness, so kind and compassionate and caring. She even let her last boyfriend down easy. She said, let's just be cousins.
Good joke.
Oh,
Now, before Trinity comes up here and gives it her best shot, just remember, she was raised by snake handlers in Appalachia. Thank you.
I don't get what that means. Explain that to me, Laurie.
That, you know, she was raised by idiots, by crazy people.
Oh, I see. Okay. We just like the show, we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the remaining four contestants. We'll be back right after this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right, I got to get something off my chest. By the time I finish watching RuPaul's Drag Race two times, recording two different shows about it, and spending my entire week around RuPaul's Drag Race, the last thing I want to do is listen to other podcasts about RuPaul's Drag Race. But people are constantly saying, do you listen to this podcast or that podcast? And I'll be honest with you, I don't, because I barely have time to record the one that I do. And this sits on me, on my chest. So I have to get it off my chest because I'm like, is this hindering my growth as a creator? So I'm glad I told you guys this so you guys can stop recommending shows or asking me if I listen to Race Chaser or Sibling Rivalry. We all carry around different stressors, by the way, big, small, serious, silly. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. Can you imagine if I went to therapy with this? And to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have benefited tremendously from therapy. Tremendously. And it's a way for me to work out different problems that I've had. And I've shared those problems with you before. If you have stressors in your life, you need to talk them out. That's how you release the toxicity, is by talking it out. And therapy can help do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. When they designed it to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire, and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And by the way, if you don't like your therapist, you can just switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah, we are back with analysis. Lori's going really deep on this analysis of the roast here at RuPaul's Drag Race. We're going to continue on next. I believe Trinity's coming up next. Lori, anything to say before we get back into Trinity?
No, I thought, although I do think it's interesting that they didn't have her do like a, they didn't have her come on and comment on anything. It's almost like they knew that Jinx was going to do really well. So they go to commercial, they come back, and then they're like, and here's Jinx Monster, or not Jinx, Trinity the Tuck Taylor, and then they mm-hmm. have her. So it's almost like they kind of saved her from having to do an intro or anything.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Kennedy Davenport Center Honors.
Mm-hmm. Well, hi, I'm Trinity the Tuck. I'm super excited to be here at the John F. Kennedy Davenport Center of Disease Control.
I know she gets a lot of praise. I don't think that joke's that good.
No. It doesn't. I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense.
No.
The first queen I would like to celebrate tonight is Jinx Monsoon. Jinx was such an ugly baby. Her birth certificate came with an apology letter from a condom factory.
Okay, so this joke right off the bat just sounds like it's a generic, like, your mama joke.
Yeah, it's a good beginner roast joke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but one of the things is, again, I would say if you know where it's going, to me, I like the ones that have like almost a turn, or they heighten, or, you know, something that's unexpected. Mm-hmm. And this one was not unexpected.
All right, here we go.
But have you seen her husband? He's actually really cute. He actually likes to dress her up like a pinata before sex, because he likes to be blindfolded before he hits it.
Too many words,
but it's a good joke. But yeah, she could have cut down the words, it'd have been a stronger joke.
And you could tell that she messed up her pacing because mm-hmm. there were too many words.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't give a grade to Evie, and we gave a grade to Evie, right? I gave her a C, you gave her an F. We didn't give a grade to Shay, and we didn't give a grade to Jinx. What's your grade for Shay?
C.
Oh, no. Shay over... You said Evie's an F and Shay's a C?
Well, I guess, yeah, now that I think about it, that's weird. I'll flip it. Evie's a C and Shay's an F.
Oh, okay. I would say yeah, Shay's like a D+ in my book. And then okay. Jinx, you're going to give what?
A+.
I'm going to give her, believe it, I'm going to give her a B+.
Really?
Yeah, B+.
Speaking of the beautifully challenged, Evie, all joking aside, I just want to let you know, don't let anyone ever tell you you're not pretty. You're not, but don't let them tell you.
I mean, I feel that joke's as old as RuPaul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of pretty people, Monet comes to mind. She's also a classically trained musician. She plays a great second fiddle to Bob the Drag Queen.
That's a good joke.
That is a good joke, but you could tell that she's struggling to get the words out.
Yeah.
Comedy runs in Monet's family. Her mother delivered at least one joke.
That's not a good joke. I mean, so on the nose and so, like...
Also, she already kind of did a slam already. She did a roast of Monet. So it's like, mm-hmm. move on. You know, the time frame that they're given, I don't necessarily think that you should spend more than one joke on each person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Oh my goodness.
You know, I tried to look up Raja, but Wikipedia doesn't go back that far.
See, that one I didn't get because Wikipedia goes back very far.
Well, it's also not a chronological document.
Yeah.
That's the thing, the dictionary doesn't go back that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, it is a good joke, though. Even though it makes no sense, it's a good joke.
I don't know. I don't think it is. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Well, I think this is the end, but hold on.
She's statuesque.
Oh.
A tall drink of water. If that water was from Flint, Michigan.
That's a good joke, too.
Our next speaker is the reason I'm only half a winner. I wish her mother would have swallowed. Give it up for Monet Exchange.
Okay, so what are you giving Trinity here? What's your grade?
I would say a D.
Oh,
D.
Really? Wow, yeah. You're rough. So she's worse than Evie in your book.
No, I guess not. I don't know. I'm all over the place with grading.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Evie a D, and then I'm going to give Trinity a C.
I think Trinity to me is a C+.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Oh my God, this is unprecedented. Trinity the Tuck has garnered laughter and applause at a Drag Race roast. My God, I never thought I would see the day. You know, truthfully, I don't really know Jinx that well. I've only ever seen her at her one-person show. Wait, sorry.
Too hard to pivot. Too hard to pivot.
Well, I think that first part was truly a surprise that Trinity did as well as she did.
Well, I agree. I think that she had a joke for when she doesn't do well and she did well. And then, which to me, I think is all on her because you see the way the judges are going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every challenge is a slam dunk sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, here we go.
One person at Jinx's show. Yeah, that was it.
That show, there's always, we've already seen like three variations on that joke already, you know.
Yeah. Also, I mean, this is not something that necessarily she has control over, but Jinx is doing very well in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So slamming somebody who's doing well doesn't really hit as hard. Because you're like, you can always go, well, they're doing well. You know, mm-hmm. they're doing really well. So how do you know? I don't know. It just seems false. It comes off as false.
All right. Here we go. Move on.
And interestingly enough, at Jinx's show, that's when I discovered I was narcoleptic.
That's a good joke. That's a really good joke, actually.
That is a good joke, but it's a good joke for somebody else. Because, again, we've seen that she's very funny. So... I don't know. It just, again, it comes off as false because it's like she's not, I'm not explaining myself well, but it just comes off false.
Well, I don't think Lori, you're trying to look for verisimilitude in these silly jokes. It's not like Jada's so skinny that she really wears a ring back as a bracelet.
No, I know. You're right. Yeah. But I just think that, I don't know. I'm being nitpicky, so. Yeah.
Viv, it's been an absolute pleasure watching you grow as a person throughout this competition.
Okay, we're getting to a really uncomfortable joke for a couple of reasons. But one is the Vivian just recently lost a lot of weight and is not by any stretch of the imagination fat.
No.
So there's that. And then Viv has a weird reaction. Like the Viv takes everything too seriously. Like they're all ripping on each other. Like you'll hear
it. You're living proof that it gets butter. And eggs and sugar.
Wait, listen in the background. You can hear the laugh track. Listen here for the laugh track. Listen.
And flour, and it makes a sheet cake, and it eats the sheet cake alone, and then it gets better.
Thinner than you, bitch.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, I mean, again, but I think that the thing is of. I don't know. Again,
the thinner than you. I'm talking about the thinner than you, bitch. Like no one else has heckled.
It would be like if you know we made fun of Ralphie May for being fat. You know, yeah. it's like well, we're fat,
yeah.
So it's like it's the same thing with Jinx. You know, ragging on Jinx for not having enough people or her show being boring. It's like she's doing really well. She's funny. Viv is not. Not that fat and is not, you know, and is basically almost the same size or if not skinnier than Monet. So the slams are sort of like coming from a place where it almost seems like she's kind of self-projecting like her own insecurities on these people.
I feel we're overanalyzing this, but I will say like, the Vivian is not fat, used to be, but is not fat. Jinx does have narcolepsy.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Jinx is narcoleptic. And that was a big plot point in season 5.
Will you please shut the fuck up with your no drag knowledge mouth?
All right, here we go.
And now I want to talk to a true artifact of drag, Miss Raja. Every single day we hear Raja going off about her Sauvignon Blanc. Clap once if you need help. Yeah, I'm talking to your liver.
That was good. I like that. That one was really funny.
Jada. The essence of beauty and the teeth of a baby.
That's a weird one because do we know that Jada has baby teeth? And I didn't see any evidence of it. That's a really weird joke.
That is a weird joke. Although I do think it's funny.
Jada.
Oh, do you hear the laugh track in the background?
Oh, that's a laugh track? See, I thought that was like the production crew laughing.
It's vague.
Shay Kool-Aid. You know, Shay is everywhere. She's in magazines. She was on The Bachelorette. She's been in so many movies. You know, it's weird.
I will say, good use of sound editing, because the laugh track is very subtle in the back. It just sort of like beefs up the laughter in the room. They're not overplaying it. It's a really good job. That's a weird hit, too, that she was only in one movie? That's bizarre.
Yeah. Again, that's the thing, is, like, she's doing a lot. I mean, she was in a movie. That's pretty great.
Yeah. How many of them have been in movies? In one movie, you know?
Next up is a queen who's going to come here and cool things down. She is the messence of beauty. Fix the noise for Jada.
Okay, now. Who's the... Messence, is that like...
Well, she goes by the essence of beauty, so she's calling her the messence of beauty.
Oh, okay.
Now, Lori, what grade would you give Monet?
Again, I feel like I'm doing a terrible job with the grading. I would say a D.
Yeah, I gave her a higher mark on the show than I think I would now. I think I'd give her a C. I think she's... Maybe I'd move... Evie down to a C minus and put Monet in the C spot or C plus.
I think I agree. You know what? I think I'm going to give Trinity a B and I'm going to give Monet a C.
Okay.
The message of me!
You got really some coming, bitch.
Thanks, Monet, for that lovely introduction. Now, Twinners Trinity and Monet have the biggest asses of any winners of RuPaul's Drag Race. The only difference is Trinity has a fake ass bitch, and Monet is just a fake ass bitch.
Good joke, not good read.
No.
Yeah,
the whole thing is clunky.
Yeah, because it's Trinity has a fake ass bitch, and while Monet is a fake ass bitch, or no, Monet is a fake ass bitch.
Yeah.
There's like a sing-songiness that needs to happen. She's not getting it. Yeah.
There's, you know, those like spinny tops when they like spin and spin and spin, they start to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
This is right now, Jada's slowing down. And so eventually she's going to topple over.
Jinx my monsoon. Happy Shark Week.
What does that mean?
Her teeth.
Yeah, I guess she has. I've never noticed her teeth being odd. I think they used to be, and I think she got them fixed, but let's see.
The only thing sharper than Jinx's pearly, than Jinx's wits are her pearly whites.
There we go, there we go.
And yellows, and beiges, and grays.
Beiges.
Evie.
Oh, shit.
If you lay down with her and have a go with that beast that she's. Sorry.
I wonder why she's messing this up so much.
I think she's super nervous. I think she even said that it's hard for her to do, you know, like joke stuff. And so I think she's messing up the punchline of the bits. And so it's getting in her head.
If you lay down with her with that beast that she's hiding that she's passing off as a penis, there's sure to be a mess, which is pretty much what's happening right now for this motherfucking roast right now.
And that is a great move of hers, I will say, because I think she does a great job of recognizing that it's not going well and, you know, sort of commenting on it. Cause sometimes, I mean, savers are not great, but if you need to use them, you need to use them. I think too many comedians will sometimes try and just push through and continue being crappy and not commenting on it and calling it out, you know, ingratiates yourself with the audience and they're more supportive of you, which we can see that they're, you know, they're like, okay, she gets it. She knows that she's not doing well.
Shaw, that's okay. It's all right. And the joke after that was that she's a hot mess, but baby, it won't land right now at this moment. That's all right.
Why would that be that funny?
Leads us right into our next very special guest, the Viv. The last time she had plastic surgery done, the doctor asked her for her nose job. Would she like it to stay cut?
That doesn't make it. I don't even know what the words meant.
Well, to me, honestly, this also just shows poor planning on Jada's part, because mm-hmm. I think she thought she could get up there and just read straight from her notes, mm-hmm. and that she could just kind of go from there. And it's like, no, you have to have this shit memorized.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that was not the way that joke was supposed to go. So, she is the villain.
So hard going after such a strong roast.
That's a great joke and a great callback to it. Yeah.
Great. And it also gets you right into it, you know.
Well, what an honor it is to be able to close this.
Oh, wait, you didn't give Jada a grade.
I would say a D minus.
I agree with you on that one. Here we go.
Celebration of horrible, horrible men. It really is the who's who of who was available.
So the only thing I have with that is, don't some of the queens, aren't they like female? Don't they say that they're female?
Like Jinx for sure is non-binary. Yeah, that's a thing. And then also that who's who of who's available is such an old timey joke. I mean, that joke is so old.
Which I don't, you know, I get that. I do think that maybe what she should have done, since she had the really good Jada thing, is mm-hmm. just straight go straight into her other stuff. Like doing, mm-hmm. when you have like an introductory joke
mm-hmm.
to like introduce yourself to the, and but if you come up with something that great off the fly, it's like you got to scrap it and move on. You've done your introductory joke, you know, like, so I think she hurt herself a little bit by going back to her written material. But yeah, I don't think the joke needed a tag. You know, I think it could have been one or the other. This is a group of horrible people. Like, horrible people could have been good, or horrible mm-hmm. drag queens, or,
well,
you
no,
know.
The joke she's making is an old-timey joke that's probably not as acceptable now, which is that these aren't women, these are men.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's just not true, because some of them are women and some of them are non-binary.
Yeah.
Thank you, girls, for acknowledging my K addiction. After sitting through this shit for an hour, I think I'll take it back up.
Not a bad joke.
No.
But on to our honorees. After Drag Race, Monet's career path was simple. Do everything Bob the Drag Queen did, but shitter.
Is that the way the British say it? Is there a person from the UK here? Do they say shitter instead of, we would say shittier.
I think it seems like it.
Yeah. Oh, Luke says they do say shitter. Okay. Very good. All right. Let's carry on here. Thank you, Luke.
Monet had her own talk show, well, on the internet, called The Exchange Rate, which is Latin for cancelled.
Good joke.
The show was meant to be an exploration and reflection of Monet's talent and personality, and sadly, it was.
Another solid joke.
Trinity's catchphrase this season has been, I live! And she does, until that backstreet B-grade silicone migrates into a vital artery, and then, girl, you die!
That joke, I think, is her best joke, because not only is it's funny, mm-hmm. but it also, to me, it does something that almost none of the queens were able to do, which is string along a series of words without messing up.
Yeah.
So it shows that she rehearsed it. Mm-hmm.
Shea Coulee! Calm down, Jinx. That's not a dessert.
That's a good joke. But then they cut out, I think there was a Shea joke here, but they cut it out.
Jinx had a Zoom wedding, not because of the pandemic, just because her husband couldn't bear to be in the same room as her.
Good joke.
But I just want to thank each and every one of you for coming here tonight. I hope you've had a fun time. And if you ever need a friend to pee in a cup, don't ask me. Thank you. Good night.
And then she hit herself at the end, which is smart.
That's smart, yeah.
All right, what grade are you giving the Viv, Laurie?
An A. I thought you did really well.
Yeah, I'd give her a B. You know what? I'm going to move Jinx up to an A-. I'm going to give the Viv a B+.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just love that I was on the wrong channel in the chat, mm-hmm. and I just went on there, and they're doing bits on how I would grade students in my classroom. And I'm just saying, you're not wrong.
Yeah. So. All right. And Laurie, this is just meant to be a quick roast recap. Drag roast recap. Any other final comments that you want to make before we close the book on this?
I thought this was a great roast.
Yeah,
I thought that overall, I thought this was a good roast.
And right.
You know what's something that's so crazy about this season is that if you had told me what it was on its face, I would have thought, oh, I'm going to hate this season.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's getting eliminated. It's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed this season.
All right.
I really, yeah, it just, everyone's so talented and yeah, it's great.
All right. Very good. Well, guys, that's going to do it for this very special episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us next week and every week as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. So, for Lori Regan-Keep and myself,
sashay away until next week.
Thank you for listening to RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/afterthoughtmedia or email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. This episode was produced by Luke Stamen and Zach Birch. Nathan Brown has two other podcasts. The first is Breaking Down Bad Books and the other is called Bravo Bravo Effing Bravo. You can find those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find Nathan on Instagram at NathanBrown90. Finally, follow Joe Bettens on Instagram at Joe Bettens. Special thanks to our expensive tier Patreon supporters. Agnes Yeshopinska, Alex S. April Pacheco. Obtuse Guy. Brad Coley. Karina Williamson. Dave O. Deck Head. Elizabeth Timmer. Emma. E. Smith. Boastful Cake. J. Thomas Plank. Jesse Harris. Anonymous. Lauren Eckert. Doofus Maximus. Lucy Carrasco. Luke Stammen. Mercedes Mueller. Nicholas Springham. Nikki Baker. Poppy Woods. Ricardo Herrera. Robert NYC. Sarah Yu. Tom Bombs. Travis Newland. Troy Anderson. Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragrace.